that shemashoyin atzmon bebeten, that they used to stay on the wife's stomach, right? In order that the wives, they would get excited first, and they would let out their eggs first. And therefore, she b'neim's chorim. And therefore, after that, then the husband let out his zera, and that's the way to make it, the kid should be a zohar. Is since they're able to do this way, they're able to hold themselves back for letting out their zera, is ma'alei makosa, or considered it, ma'alei makosa, kilu heim ma'abim bonim b'nei bonim. As if they were marbled to have a lot of zechorim. So they're schus because they were able to hold themselves back, not to let out their zera right away. And Bahainu the Yom of Tesor Rav Katini says, that Yecholni Lasses Kol B'nis Chorim, if he wanted to, he could make that all his kids would be zechorim. He was able to live with his wife and like hold back his zera until first Isha was Masrav Chila. Omar Rava, Horoitza Lasses Kol B'nis Chorim, first of all, to have all his kids to be boys. Is Yivo, let him live with his wife once that night, and Vishnu, and then afterwards have a second Bia. So Pshat is, by the second Bia, the wife is Misava much more, and therefore by the second Bia at least, then she's Mazraf Chila. So at least by the second Bia, it's easier that Isha should be Mazraf before the husband, therefore they have a bigger chance to have a Zohar from the second Bia. The Yomarev Yitzhu Yomarev Ami, Einisha Misaberis Elisomach Levesta, Einisha only becomes pregnant, either from a tashmish right before her period, some of the rest of it at the end, right before her new period. Shneim the pasuk says, "Hein biyoven choloti," because the oven of a nida, that choloti was formed, the kid is formed right before the nidus. For Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says, "No, Rabbi Yechon, no matter somach the tefillah means at the beginning, right after her nidus, when she goes to the mikvah. So right after going to the mikvah, that's when she become pregnant." Shneim it says, "Of a chet yechamas nimi." Like from the chet after she got finished with the nidus, that's when the kid could be formed, could be come pregnant. The mother could become pregnant from it. My mashma, how do you understand the high chita lishna dechuya is cleaned? That after the mother's cleaned from a nidus, that's when she can become pregnant. The chet says v'chita sabayis, and umetagmina. The targum says it means the yitchul yaz beis to clean out the house. The ibrosim, if you want to imach on this pasuk over here, it says tichateini bi'ezoiv. Clean the yezo of your Torah, and why you make me clean? Mash become chita means lashon of making clean. For Yomar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yomar Rabami, kivon shebo zocher b'olam, when a zocher is born, is bo shalom b'olam. That makes more peace in the world. Shneim the pasuk says shilchul kar moishal eretz zoch yeh. That shilchul kar and moishal eretz. So dashin zocher ze kar. Zocher, that means this kar. So kitzur, when the kar comes. Yeah. Is that the pasuk says what? Shilchu kar, like send me a gift. Shilchu kar, send me a gift. Moishal Oretz, from the ruler of the Oretz. So zochor, when it says lashon of male, it's compound where it comes from. Zoch comes from the word of zochor means zekar. This is the present. Meaning to say, it'll be shalom. For Yom Rabbi Yitzchak, the very Rabbani, Bo Zocho B'Elam, when a Zoch comes in the world, Bo Kikra B'Yodai. It's like a marshal, he has his food with him. Like a Zoch is more self-contained, he can take care of himself. That's called, like he comes with his Kikra, with his bread in his hands. Is Zocho Zekar, Yosef Yachrei Yolhem, Kira G'dayla. That they dug out for him a big thing, they prepared for him a great present. So Zocher gets a lot of things. What's going to be though Nikeva, when a Nikeva is born? It's called Nikiya Bo. She comes empty. When a Nikeva female is born, she's born without anything. Except to say that she has nothing. I think the Mashal says, because everything goes either to her father or goes to her husband, that she's like empty. Nikeva, Deini Moklum. Nikeva means Nikiya Bo. She comes empty. Till it says like she, unless she demands her food, nothing is given to her. She doesn't ask for the food, nothing is given to her. The Sivit says, not for Skorolai, Vietnam, like you ask for your pay and then I'll pay you. You have to demand it, but if you don't demand it, she doesn't get anything. The other verse says, Sholu Tamidivas from Shimon Yechoi. How come Nishta gives birth just to bring a korban? What's the korban? What chet did she do? Is Omrem, so he answered back, it's like this, that Bishosha Karath, by the time she gets down to give birth, is Kafetzes from his bath, she first goes and swears, Kafetzes from his bath, then what? Shaloi Tiskak Labayla, she won't want to live with the husband anymore, since of these pains, because of the pains. The thing is, therefore, Omotero Torah says, Tovi korban, let her bring a korban. So he pushed me to say it's not really a chet. She doesn't really mean to make the shvuah. It's not a real shvuah. She's an honest. So it's a ksas chet. Therefore, she should have this type of a kapara. The Moriah from Maskam Lorab Yosef from Mezidi. He asked question. No, Lachur, if you said that the chet, it's a real chet. She's amazed then. Over her what Italian Muslim, she made a shvuah. She has to go to the chokham to be matter than ever. So what is the carbon help over here? For Yod, the Yod. You want to say this because of Shua, then Korban Shua born the Sui, she has to be a different type of Korban, a Korban Shua, not this type of a Shua. But the Imam Matarak Matar said, Zohar Lish, So kids say he doesn't like that Pshat. But it could be Pshat him was that he didn't really mean to say it's a real Shua. The Shua really maybe is not Chal, she doesn't really mean it. But it's a Ksas Chet, therefore they need this type of a Kapar. The other Gemara says, if the Imam Matar says, Zohar l'shiva, that a Zohar, you give birth to a Zohar, she's tummy for 7 days, midiraisa. On the cave of the Abosa, she gives birth to the cave, she's tummy for 14 days. So this, a Zohar, she gives birth to a Zohar, shakol smechel, everybody's happy with a boy, is mescharetas l'shiva. She like, has charotis, she made the shrew after 7 days, and then she's ready to live with the husband again, so to her it's okay, she'll become tori after 7 days. But in the cave, she gives birth to a girl, Shakol Atzovin, boy, everybody's like sad about it. They wouldn't want to have a boy these days. So if a mischaretas liyabos, it takes the 14 days till she gets over the shvua she made. Therefore, the Torah lets it be tummy for 14 days. Or mevnela amru Torah, how come the Torah said now midle shmei? How come the first make midle after 8 days? The Samora says here, shloi ye kulu smechel. Everybody should not be happy by the suda of the bris milo. There's a big suda there, and the other vimei atzovin, because they'll still be, the mother will still be tummy, the husband can't live with them, they'll be sad. So if Hashem wanted to make her, that she should be able to be torn by the milah, therefore the middle of the 8th day, after the 7th, after she go to the mikvah, midiraisa. Tanya will always have a meir weimer. If the man or mother wants to say, nidin l'shiva, how come every time your wife sees dam, she's tummy midiraisa for 7 days? Why so long? Why 7 days? So the answer to the Gemara says, Mifnei Sherogu Bo, because otherwise if a person just keeps on living with his wife, the Kates Bo, comes a time like you get used to it, get disgusting like. So if Omer Torah says like this, that the fact she's in need is good for you. Yom, let it be offered to you for 7 days. Kedei, after the 7 days, when she goes to the mikvah, when she's mutter to you, Kedei Shetecha Viva Al-Bailo Kishas Kinesos L'chupah. Like a new reunion now, it's then the simchot you like the chuppah. So that's why Davka Hashem made this tumah of anita. Sholu tamid v'nes Rebbe Destoy. Tamid v'nes Rebbe Destoy. Rebbe Yanei. Bifnei ma ish machzol ish akon aderechis v'shiduchim. The man has to go look for his wife. And v'yein ish machzol slish. The lady does not go after the man. It's moshu li odom. Shehovad le'aveda. The person lost an aveda. Is me machzol me. Who goes after what? Ba'alu Aveda, Masal Avedosa, the one that lost something, he has to go find what he lost. Therefore, the Pshat is an Isha was created from the tzela, the rib, of a person. From Adam Rishas, like Adam lost his rib. Therefore, the Adam has to go looking for his rib. Or if Neima Ish, part of the Mount Akim Mishas Tashmish, the man is facing downwards, he's on top. The Isha, she's in the bottom, facing up, is Fanel Amalo. Is Kalpe Ish, Lamala Kalpe Ish. Zemi Mokim Shinivra, like the Odom was created, Odom Rishon from the dirt, from the ground, she's facing down. The Zemi Mokim Shinivra, and she, the lady, Chava, was created from Odom. So the lady's looking up to the man where she was created from, Atzela, from the rib of the Odom. Umifneima ha'ish mekabu pius hakon, even though if you hurt some man, you could appease him easily. V'yen isha mekabelis pius, and isha is not so easy to appease her, she doesn't accept it so fast. How come? Is them imokim shenivras and imokim shenivras? Each one because the gobos and where they're created from. There's a person was created from the ground. Adama Rashi says it's easy to make it soft. So therefore it's easy to mafayis a person. But an ish that was born from a tzela, from a rib, a bone, that's hard to make soft. Therefore, it's harder to make an isha, to appease an isha. Om evneima isha kolov, how come an isha has a sweet voice? V'yein ish kolov, and a man's voice is not so sweet. Zemi mokim shenavro, a person was created from the ground. Ground doesn't make all such good noises. But the zumi mokim shenavras, but an etzem, rush into shemek, if you hit the stone, it gives off a nice voice. Therefore, an isha has a nice voice. Shemes says, "Ki kolech orev u'marecha nov." It goes on an isha, she looks and her voice is nicer. That's because she was like created from the stone, from the bone. A bone can use the instrument to make off nice noise. Yehadun alech ma'pelas chaticha. Now the Mishnah says, "The nice kusim, the daughters of kusim." So going now, these kusim really are Jews, as they don't know the halachas, they don't keep the halachas so well. So the daughters of these kusim need this merisososan. Minastam, they have the luck as if they need damage from the creator when as soon as they're born, even though we don't know for sure they saw dam. For Yakusim and the men, Temeyim, Mishkaf, Tacht, and Kelyon, they have the tum as if they were boiling nida, and therefore their Temey, like the bottom part of the Mishkaf. Kemishkaf, Tacht, and Kelyon. That's the way their Temey. Tomorrow we'll explain what this means. Now, Mifnei, what's the reason why? Shein boil nidus, because they live with their wives when they're still nidus. What's the reason why? Because Fahein Yoshivas are called Dam Badam. They do not know the halacha so well. So any dam the wife sees, they say she's Tamei. So even though the first day she only saw necessarily green blood, they'll say she's Tamei Nida. And with the Rashi, they hold she's Tamei for 7 days, and then she'll be Mutta. Really, it could be the first day she saw it wasn't Dam Nida. The third day she saw that was Dam. So really, if the 7 days, she can't become Torah, because this first part of Nidus, the third day. So if they think she's Torah after 7 days, they'll live with her. That's what that's called, they live with a Nida. And therefore, they're Tomei, like a Baal Nida. But it's only a Sofet Nikotum, and therefore, the Ein Chayov Malayim Abiyas Migdish. If somebody touches them, becomes Tomei, goes into the base of Migdish, he doesn't have to bring a Korban. And the Ein Sofet Malayim Truma. If they touch Truma, we don't burn that Truma. If they should Tomas them something, like we don't know for sure that Tomei. It's only Chumim with Rabbanon that we say, you gave them a din as if they're Tamei. But we don't know for sure that they're Tamei. Therefore, it's only with Rabbanon like, and therefore, it's only Cheshishin, but not to burn the Truma, and not to Metama Lemikdash. Now the Gemara says, Hechidam, what are we talking about over here? Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Either Chochad, if these Noshim, these young girls really saw Dam, if they really saw... Alright, turn over, continue on to the other side. But yes, also, a girl one day old, if she sees Dam, she's Tamei. Vida loika chaz, if they didn't see Dam, so the two Nami, why are they Tamei Nida then? If they didn't see Dam, why should they be Tamei Nida? Tomorrow says, Omar Rova Braid Ravacho Bar Rafuna, Omar Ashashis, Hofa Maeskinon, we're talking about Hofa Maeskinon, Bistamin, a Stam young girl that comes in front of us of the Bnei Skustin. There are a few girls to chaz in the sea right away, and therefore chashurim by them the benos kufim were afraid. Maybe those daughters did see dam right away, and therefore the Mishnah says, but there are bottom to be chashur the tamei. Or matan who the tamei that the chashim of yutei that for meich nam it's for meich shiti chashurim lumi yutei. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. You hold Nachlama Bezim Ralef. You're in the middle of the Shiloh where the Mishnah says that the Benais Kusim, they have locha need this Merisosan. These Benais Kusim, daughters of Kusim, even though one day old, as if the girls have a denida. So question, what was the case talking about? If they see real Dam, then even by us also. Hey, it's Benais Kusim. Kusim was like a Jew. They were Geri Memes. Just they weren't Makambo the Torah Shabbat here. So if they really see us also. So where it came out last terrace was Minastam. We don't know if they saw or not. And the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir is Chashim Lemiyuta. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Meir